Business 650 presents Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show, and the ever-changing world of refreshed beverages and cocktails in a can. We'll discuss the brands. We'll meet the people behind the innovative ready-to-drink beverages hitting the market. We'll talk trends and the future of the industry. It's the fastest-growing segment of the spirits industry today. This is Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails on Sportsnet 650. And here are your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
And we welcome you to the month of June, the lovely month of June, as more and more places start to see their restrictions being rolled back. More and more welcome mats are being thrown out. More and more doors are open. And more people are, of course, being able to partake in all the fine establishments. Joe Leary, along with Daryl Lamb, the brand ambassador of Legacy Liquor Stores. We welcome you to the RTD show, Ciders, Sodas, and Cocktails, broadcasting on Sportsnet 650. It's kind of a melancholy kind of start to the program because we record this the day after your beloved Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't believe they won the series. Did I read that correct?
No, they didn't. They didn't. They didn't finish last in Canada like the Canucks, but they should have.
You know what, Daryl? There's a lot of what we hear about fake news out there. So I'm assuming that somehow the press got it wrong, and they'll be declared the winner eventually, right?
You know, like Neil deGrasse Tyson is a proponent of string theory. So at least I can warm myself with the idea there's a universe where the Leafs have never lost a cup ever. I just don't live in that universe.
Exactly. Well, that be as it may, it is the RTD show broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on Broadway, right across from the Kingsgate Mall. This is probably one of the best pizza places in town. And again, I've always felt so bad because of the fact that, you know, for the longest time, people were not allowed to be in here to dine. It's not a big, spacious location, but it's a really homey location with a great atmosphere, and we're back in. Daryl, we got a great show lined up, as we always do, but as we always like to talk about, when you talk about the RTD, the canned cocktail market, RTD, by the way, people ask me, stands for Ready to Drink, and there's more and more public places now where you're allowed to consume these beverages, and of course, the undisputed champion of this is our friends from White Claw.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when it comes to the RTD world, White Claw is the absolute king. It's been crazy. They still dominate. The two new flavors, watermelon raspberry, are massive. We've seen a huge jump in that. And then this is also kind of the summer of lemonade. So we've seen a big jump in things like Lemon Life, which, you know, they have three SKUs, all three finished in the top 25 at Legacy. Everybody wants to be in the top 25 at Legacy. It's kind of the Casey Kasem top 40. If you're not on there, you're not doing anything. And Lemon Life is a big seller for us. And then in the world of teas, everything's going around. But, yeah, I mean, White Claw is still the flag bearer for the entire industry, you know. Born and bred from a British Columbian. And I think White Claw is going to take over the world. It's changing the entire generation. It's, you know, you're gonna have 100 years from now, 200 years from now, there's going to be whatever the new space age radio show is. And you're going to hear the name Anthony Von Mendel in the same kind of sentence that you and I talk about John Labatt and John Molson changing the entire beverage industry in Canada. You know, they brought beer to Canada. Anthony Von Mendel brought RTD to Canada. And White Claw's the laws, man. It's just the way it goes.
Well, I think what's really interesting is that, the reputation of White Claw preceded the arrival of White Claw, certainly into this market. I think we talked about there were lineups in liquor stores in Ontario when Claw finally hit the Ontario market. I tried my first one in Maui a couple years ago, and I was stunned to learn this is actually a Vancouver guy. This is actually a Canadian-based company, a West Coast, a BC company that I was able to try in the U.S., before I was actually able to purchase it or sample it in British Columbia.
Yeah, he actually still lives in the Okanagan. He's got a house there in West Kelowna next to the icon, the Bell Tower. If you have not visited Mission Hill, Joe, you have to go see it. It is fantastic. The Pelican is everywhere because that, of course, is their family crest. And so you have this kind of ordinary guy. You don't think of, like, you know, multi-billionaire, epoch-changing kind of person like Anthony Von Mendel. And here he comes, and, you know, he dominates the wine industry, and Mission Hill, you know, put BC on the map. They won one of the biggest awards back in the early 90s with their Chardonnay. I managed to get a bottle of it. It's still sitting in my cellar. I don't think I'll ever drink it. Gifted from Anthony Von Mendel's private cellar when I went up there and visited my friend Graham. And ultimately, you know, here comes White Claw, and it just, it's normalized everything, you know? Like, there's still an attitude, especially back east, that this is kind of like, you know, it's a genderized thing. This is a chick's drink or whatever. And now, you know, you know, RTDs are for everybody. You know, whatever your gender is, whatever your preferred gender is, it doesn't matter. Just drink RTD. And White Claw is definitely the flag bearer of that. You'll see, you know, White Claw's down at the Plaza Skateboard Park underneath the bridges in Vancouver. You'll see White Claw's at bars watching baseball games. You'll see White Claw's on the dance floor. White Claw is White Claw, and it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere.
You'll see a few in my recycle box at home, too, I hasten to add. Hey, by the way, Daryl, this, we love doing the show because, A, first of all, it gives us a chance to get back inside and wolf down some AJ's Brooklyn Pizza. But the other thing is that there's always new stories out there. There's always new products coming out there. Yeah, we have some returning favorites. Like, we'll talk to our friend Alex Kozak, who's the marketing director of Wise Vodka Soda, and their Nostalgia Series. They've got four very classic flavors, and I should state these up front because I always usually get these names incorrect. But there are four flavors. Tell us about the four flavors.
Well, you have the root beer, which is the absolute like juggernaut of the family. You have the new cream soda. You have the vanilla cola, which is a kind of a cult favorite, and the new orangeicle, which you know, a lot of people are excited. And I'm going to badger Alex again because I want Dr. Wise, and I've got a new idea I think could be the next big explosive item. And then we got our friend Paul from Maud, those mad scientists down on Vernon Drive in East Vancouver, coming out with their new mix pack of margarita flavors of Gozas, a beer that, you know, could be a beer, could be an RTD. Nobody knows. It's the David Bowie of drinks. Nobody knows what it's going to be when it comes out.
It's amazing the amount of hybrid products that you will find in this heavily saturated market. But you know what? There's always room for more. And we have our friend Christos Kalaitzis, who is the CEO and founder of a brand new product called Opus. And what I like about this is it's two flavors to start. And you just know this guy's got a lot more on his notepad that he's planning to introduce. But the two flavors to start have both an alcoholic and a non-alcoholic version.
I think it's really smart. I think, Joe, I think one of the biggest feathers in our cap is we broke neutral vodka soda to everyone before anyone, you know, kind of in a previous life of ours, before they were Hockey Night in Canada, before they were everywhere. And we said, this is magic. This is going to be huge. Trying this Opus, you know, I think, you know, 5-6 years from now, Opus could be one of the biggest players in the entire market. Perfect gin and tonic, perfect Italian-style spritz. And then to have delicious alcohol-free versions on the other side, you know, I love it. I wish I could have had these back in the day. Not to brag, but when my wife was pregnant with our two children, I always made sure that whatever she couldn't do, I couldn't do. So I was dry for 18 months of my life. It's crazy. But I would have been drinking these like a beast if I had known I could have had a gin and tonic and an Italian-style spritz with no alcohol. They're perfect.
We're also going to talk about 101 Cider. Now, this is a unique product, and what I like about it, as you pointed out to me, is that generally when you look at any of these products, you see the list of ingredients, and it may be one thing or two or three or four things. This one just has one word on it.
That's right. And you know, I was genuinely surprised. You've got your 101 Cider. They've got their delicious scrumpy, their ingredient list. Apples. And I'm like, well, how do you stabilize it? There's no sulfur, there's no stevia, there's no sugar, anything like that. They're going old school. These are medieval style beverages, absolutely taken care of. Mark McTavish, who's a Canadian, again, this is a Canadian launch.
And a disgruntled Leaf fan as well.
Yeah, he probably is at this point. But, you know, he got to celebrate a couple of Kings rings here and there. But he settled down in L.A., fell in love with a girl, but ultimately he's a Canadian, and he came out with the first natural, no ingredient, no adulteration ciders. These are massive. We're seeing people just scoop whole flats of these natural ciders into their basket at Legacy. number one, number two, number four, number five. He's got four of the top five SKUs at Legacy in the cider category in his first month. This thing's a beast. It's going to be the hit of the summer.
What I always like to sort of do the follow-up with you is that after we air the show on Sportsnet 650, and then you sort of get the feedback, and you will see some immediate response in terms of things flying off the shelves. And again, you know, you are probably, if not the biggest cheerleader, one of the biggest cheerleaders of local at Legacy. And again, there's so much good stuff coming from this market. Probably we're the envy of all of Canada when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're lucky. We're lucky that the fact that, like, something like Legacy can exist. Without the ability to have a Legacy, which, of course, our poor brothers and sisters in you know, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, New Brunswick, Newfoundland, PEI, Nova Scotia, they can't have a Legacy. You just have to go see Big Papa. And Big Papa's interested in 20th century brands, and that's what happens. And that's why nobody shops at government stores in British Columbia anymore. You get the interesting stuff. And Legacy's always been there. We have two owners, local British Columbians, support local first. It's always been their rule. They let me do what I want at Legacy. They gave me a lot of rope to hang myself. Fortunately, I didn't do that. But the number one rule, local. And the best part is innovation happens here, you know? White Claw was created by a British Columbian. Nude is British Columbian. Neutral is British Columbian. Spectrum's British Columbian. And ultimately, Opus is British Columbian. It's here where all the innovation happens. We're spoiled for choice, and it's a really exciting time to be alive.
We're broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on East Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall. I'm Joe Leary. He is Daryl Lamb, the brand ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village. This is the RTD Show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, Sportsnet 650, 96.9 FM HD3, and available on all streaming devices.
You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD Show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
Once again, broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint, back inside at an actual table, on an actual chair, within the perimeter of the building, which is such an unusual concept. Daryl, this crazy time just gets crazier and crazier, but it looks like we can see the end.
I hope so. It's getting bonkers. I'll be honest, I'm a little concerned. I think people are taking too many risks. I mean, we're not through it yet. You know, I almost walked in here without my mask on, and they were like, whoa, mask. So, like, just play it cool. You can be cool, but play it cool and, you know, hit your friends in the park, get some Spectrum margarita gozes, and everything's going to be good.
Get yourself all vaccinated up, and you'll be off to the races. Our guest is Paul Morozik of Mod Beverage. And, Paul, you guys are just crazy busy with the stuff that you've introduced us to on the show. The last time you were here, we were talking about the Parade Party Pack, five solid flavors, including banana, orange, grape, six, fruit punch, and I've been literally dropping in almost, well, I don't want to, this kind of speaks to maybe my consumption, but during the warmer days, but I've been dropping into Legacy on a regular basis to try this. We always come to know and expect good things come from Mod Beverage, and now you've got something really killer with the Spectrum line, which, of course, you've introduced us to before.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the Spectrum Margarita Gosa mix pack, so we call it the Margarita Machine. It's a one of those long style 12 packs, so it can actually stand up on its end, and you can open up the corner for a dispenser, and it actually is kind of an impromptu margarita machine. So this is hitting shelves this week, just in time for the summer. We've got four different margarita flavors in here of beer. They're all the Gosa style beer, but you know, still very close to a ready to drink beverage, just using beer as a base. We've got a lime margarita, we've got a blue raspberry margarita, a watermelon margarita, and a strawberry margarita. And so, you know, this is the perfect summer pack for the beach or at home or any of your gatherings as we start to roll back into having people over.
I'm pretty stoked for this, Joe. And the reason why I'm stoked is because Spectrum is definitely known as essentially the sour house, so the house of weird flavors. And the Margarita Goes is one of the top sellers. The sour pack that's always out is always one of my top sellers at the store. And when Paul was talking about this margarita machine kind of mixer, and I'll be honest, When I first heard about the box of chocolates, I was like, that's really avant-garde. Is the market ready for it? And then the box of chocolates became Legacy's third best-selling craft beer SKU of 2020, and it was only out for 4 months. I was like, give me more of these sours. And this margarita pack with the slim 12-pack model is going to be insane this summer.
You might have accidentally caught me raising my eyes to the roof about 2 years ago when someone would say, oh, here's what we're introducing, or here's the latest beverage. I would think, that thing ain't going to fly. Now I've completely abandoned that philosophy. Everything will work, and if the right people are doing it, you know you've got a hit on your hands, Paul.
Yes, for sure. It really is all rooted in essentially what consumers are looking for, right? And if you're coming into the summertime, especially in the beer category, right, there was a time where, you know, innovative styles were at the time, you know, hazy IPAs. We got that style came out and was huge a few years ago. So now that next trend in beer is kind of really stretching the limits to what you can do in that category, because beer itself is, you know, has always been kind of low in sugar, naturally good, you know, at least has some vitamins, minerals, there's barley, things like that in beer itself. It's been around for thousands of years, and now we're really starting to stretch our imagination in how to make them taste like things we all know and love.
You're not wrong, Paul. I think most of us are here because beer was saving the world, but I'm drinking this watermelon Goza, and the one thing I love about Mod and Spectrum as a brand is you listen to the public. The public has some influence. What works ends up becoming a six pack. We see that with the Spectrum line. I gotta say, I think this margarita Goza needs to be a six pack like tomorrow. It is fantastic.
That begs the question, Paul, because I know in the parade line, like, you've introduced a couple of flavors that are standalone flavors. You've got a variety pack here. Are you looking to see if one becomes a clear-cut favorite that might spin off into its own thing?
Definitely. There's always that possibility, right? As these mix packs start to hit the market, gives people an opportunity to try something different and new. Definitely has a strong shelf presence, so you're not lost on the shelf. And through that, you are able to find out through feedback and through social media and all sorts of other forms which of the flavors is a standalone hit. And then we can re-skew that so that people can get more of what they love.
It is the RTD Show from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall. Cider, sodas, and cocktails, the RTD Show on Sportsnet 650 and available also on all streaming devices. Daryl, I don't think there is any better feedback than immediacy, and you walk on the floors of Legacy, you see people's reactions, you see what's attracting people's eyes, and of course, you seem to have a really good relationship with your customer base, and there's really kind of an intuitive thing where you guys sort of confer with each other, so you do get a lot of direct feedback from the customer, do you not?
Oh, all the time. One of the things that always hilarious is, like, I love the reputation that I have in the industry as this, like, as like the Oracle of Delphi of, like, how does Daryl know how did he guess right? And it's because we listen to our customers. It's not that I've got my crystal ball. It's just I've got my data. I've got my customers. They tell me what they're buying. I buy more of that stuff, and it really moves quickly. And the one thing I really love is just how fast Mod Beverages has really taken off, to the point now where the big Eastern companies are always like, what's this getaway? Who makes this Mighty? Who makes Spectrum? Like, it's all one company. And like, how could it be one company making all this stuff? And it's like, well, because they have a small core-based team that's all British Columbian, and they know what this market is looking for. It doesn't have to go through 15 focus groups in Montreal or Toronto, and it really works. I mean, if you listen to British Columbians, they'll tell you what they want, and they'll buy it in spades.
Well, how does the structure work at Mod Beverage? Like, do you have a cider team? Do you have a parade team? Do you have the Spectrum team? Or is it always the same team?
On the brand side, we actually have it. It is the same team. It's just a team of many layers. So rather than segmenting out by brand and having an individual team or, you know, two or three people working on each brand, we'd rather have more people working on a certain part of each brand. So that's generally how we do it. And I find that you end up with some good consistency, a good understanding of what your execution looks like if you do it that way, versus having individual brand teams on each brand. So, you know, for us, it's been great. It allows people to focus on what they're strong at within the realm of marketing, which is, you know, multiple things in brand management and brand marketing. You know, you're not going to be good at every single aspect of brand marketing. So this allows people to be an expert within their own field, but then interchange the brands that their particular brands that they're working on.
So Daryl, I mean, obviously, we get into this conversation every episode of the RTD show. It all comes down to you have a finite amount of space, and unless Legacy's planning to add a second floor that I don't know about, there's really not much more you can do to expand brands. So you're relying on the consumers to show you what's working and what's not. So how do you make your decisions? Obviously, people like Mod Beverage and Paul, you've got a good relationship and you trust the products that come out of there. But for a lot of other things, how do you juggle what goes in the store and what doesn't?
Well, we've got essentially we use our workforce. They're our tasting panel. We, when it comes to, say, the RTD launch period of March 1st, which is a big deal in RTD, January, we're asking for samples. I'm bringing everybody in, from my cashiers to my night stock team to my managers, and we taste them all. And we take that feedback and we're like, what do you guys think is going to work, right? And then we put that against what is working in the store on the data side. And in the end, it that's how it ends up working. And where it's really getting interesting is I think that the lines of what used to be a beer and what used to be an RTD, they're getting blurred, right? Because of something like Spectrum, which I think satisfies both markets. It tastes like beer. It drinks like an RTD. It's clean. It's refreshing. It's also not super challenging. I think one of the things that hurt beer a few years back was it got to the point where the beer was hard to drink, and if you didn't like it, you were somehow a lesser person for not liking it. And then all those people naturally progressed to the cleaner, easier drinking styles, like sours. And when it comes to sours, I think Spectrum does them really well, and their Margarita Goza is a big seller, and now all of them are here. How are you liking that blue raspberry, Joe?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's not a flavor concept that I would think of when I'm drinking a Goza beer, so it really works. It's called the Spectrum Beer Company, the Margarita Machine Goza Mix Pack. You know what? Another one knocked out of the park from from Paul Morozik and his team at Mod Beverage. And again, other than Legacy Liquor Store, is this going to be available in limited release or in pretty wide release at government stores and private?
Pretty wide release. We've actually pre-sold more than we ever have in our life. This has been the largest pre-sale we've had in a product. These brands have been around. Some of them is up to over 3 years now. Spectrum's been around for about 3 years, and this is the largest pre-sale in our history. So we're pumping out, for people in the industry, over 1,000 hectoliters of just pre-sold volume of these beers that didn't exist until today, three of them.
A million liters, right?
No, that's about 10,000 liters, I think.
Liters.
Yeah. It's 100. It's always hard to do the conversion. Metric. Imperial. Barrels.
Imperial.
Let's talk barrels.
75 Viking thumbs worth.
Okay, so, but it will be a very widespread to answer the question. You will be at multiple LRSs and LD liquor stores. It's available in private and public in BC, and it's also picked up by a couple of the liquor boards in Western Canada, like the SLGA, as well as the MBLL in Manitoba.
Always a pleasure. It is called the Margarita Machine Goza Mix Pack. Paul Morozik, the next time we see your smiling face will be probably the month of July, and maybe we can actually shake hands and wish each other good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I'm Ryan of RD Fitness. Your health is vital to lead a sustained quality of life, but it can be difficult to keep that in mind. And in this COVID era, it can be a real challenge to maintain a sense of focus. At RD Fitness, I'll put your life back into perspective and get you looking and feeling great and stronger in no time. For lifestyle adjustment of workouts and nutrition programs, hit me up. Ryan Douglas, RD Fitness, the Georgia Athletic Club in the Sandman Hotel downtown. At Real Deal Fitness on Instagram, at RD Fit on Twitter, or lifestyletransformations.ca.
With Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor of City to Suburb Real Estate Group from the Sutton Group West Coast Realty. 2 decades of award-winning service. And Alex, what is the most important thing to look for when one seeks out a real estate advisor?
Trust. No doubt in my mind, it needs to be trust. The governing bodies in our area for real estate put in place things to protect you. However, you are spending, on average, in this market, $1 million, give or take. You need to be able to trust the realtor that you're asking to help you.
And in your nearly two decades, you have built trust as well. You can find out some testimonials on citytosuburb.ca. He's Alex Jobson, Real Estate Advisor, City to Suburb Real Estate Group of the Sutton Group, West Coast Realty.
It's Vancouver's hottest-selling segment in the world of spirits today. Cider, sodas, and cocktails. And you've got it exclusively on Sportsnet 650. Once again, your hosts, Joe Leary and Legacy Liquor Store spirits educator, Daryl Lamb.
We are broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint, located on Broadway, right across from the Kingsgate Mall. AJ's is the real deal when it comes to pie. The spicy Vesuvio, the white Vesuvio, the Detroit-style.
Detroit-style pizza. I've converted. I was like, I've been to Detroit 50 times in my life and never had a slice of pizza that wasn't remarkable. And then I found out if you cook it in a motor engine part, it's delicious.
And you know what? As we've often said, when normal resumes, and Lord knows we're getting closer to it each and every day, but when normal returns and you can go to a bar and it can be full capacity, there's no better place to hang out, watch sports, eat pizza, check out some good craft beer, some RTDs, and hopefully get the chance to fellowship with AJ. He's quite the character, AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint. Well, here's a friend of the show. His name is Christos Kalitsis, who is the CEO and founder of a brand new brand. And, I mean, I love the way these things come together, Daryl, because this literally came together for the show. Like, this afternoon, Christos is no stranger to the world of cocktails and the stuff that he's done. But basically, you saw him today, and you said, what are you doing this afternoon? Let's do a radio show.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes in the magic of radio and the fact that radio is so organic, sometimes some people can't make it. There might be some sort of problem with their family, or they need to go to the doctor or whatever, and suddenly serendipity strikes. And here comes an old friend of mine, a person who's arguably the godfather of flavor development in British Columbia, who's finally decided he's made enough money for everybody else and time to make a little money for himself, and here it is.
I love stories like this, and I love the inventiveness, and I love the fact that it's another great local story. And Christos, you're no stranger to a gin and tonic, given your history, but you know, you've decided to do one of two ways here. Now, this I think is pretty adventurous. You have a non-alcoholic gin and tonic. The brand is called Opus. You have a non-alcoholic version and an alcoholic version of both of your drinks. What made you go both routes?
The truth is that my background starts from bars and restaurants pretty much all over the world. And I've noticed almost every night people asking me for a non-alcoholic cocktail, or they were like coming to me embarrassed saying that, hey man, can you please make my soda looks like a gin and tonic? Because like everybody's going to make fun of me. And I'm like, yeah, sure. So I saw the need in the market of a non-alcoholic, handcrafted cocktail. And I've seen a couple brands trying to mimic this, but they were like 25, 26 grams of sugar per can. And I'm like, I absolutely hate that. So I decided to put together a handcrafted cocktail in a can, which is zero sugar, zero calories, 100% handcrafted, and it's ready to enjoy.
Well, you know what's interesting, Daryl, is that for the longest time, and certainly not today because there's much more variety, but for the longest time years ago, your choices of non-alcoholic was Diet Coke or a Coke, 7-Up or whatever, and on the beer side, it was O'Doul's. That was really about it, and I always felt bad for those people that like the bar environment. They want to hang out with their friends. They just don't want the booze, and it's nice to know that there's options out there that actually taste pretty darn good.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. I mean, if you ever had the displeasure of trying an O'Doul's, it's that old school style of where they would just cook regular beer and it ended up tasting like a glass of oatmeal. It wasn't great. And the new technology comes around and this new kind of techniques and making de-alkalized gin has been a really interesting thing for us. We've seen some very expensive products come around and they tend to taste more like salad than gin. And then, you know, Christos comes and says, here's, I've got this de-alkalized gin and tonic. And I'm taking a drink of this gin and tonic, and it's fantastic because it's bringing me back to the Monday morning of Woodstock. And I don't know if you remember, Joe, but Jimi Hendrix was the closing act, playing that famous, you know.
I wasn't there, but I do remember.
I know. And so for some reason, while I drink this de-alkalized gin and tonic, I'm thinking of Jimi Hendrix And it's fantastic. I think it's delicious. It really makes me think of Jimi Hendrix.
Well, you know what, Chris, well done. Now, this is the non-alcoholic version. So now I think it's only fair that we try the alcoholic version.
Let's do it.
So, Daryl, from your perspective, what kind of interest is there from the public out there on non-alcoholic versions of classic drinks?
Well, you know what? Again, last year we launched our lifestyle door, and we've had some unbelievable growth in the de-alcoholized brand. Like some of the de-alcoholized beers that have come out, Beer Sounds Out Cool from Quebec, Off the Road from Calgary, where they've really made beer that tastes like beer. The next step was, well, I'm an RTD drinker. I don't really like the flavor of beer. What's there for me? And there wasn't really anything. And suddenly now, on my shelves at Legacy, I've got the option of a classic Italian spritz and a delicious gin and tonic. And it's there. But we're not all of us are necessarily on the better for you kind of bandwagon or we're not necessarily having to de-alkalize. So using Christos's expertise, here comes the alcoholic version, and I'm very excited about the gin and tonic and the aperitivo spritz. I think these are going to be monster successes. Once again, British Columbia leading the way. You'll be able to buy these in Toronto and Montreal in a couple of years, but right now here in Vancouver, you're front of the line.
What's funny, Christos, is we always talk about it on the show, is that there's so much product on the shelves when you walk into any liquor store anywhere. You know, you can be confused by the amount of product out there. You need something that sort of attracts your attention. Your product, your sampling, your imaging here just looks really cool and classy. It's simple. It's bold colors. It says exactly what it is. I can see you moving a ton of this stuff.
So I wanted to make sure that it's straightforward. Most of the times that I go to the store, I got confused with what I want to buy, and I end up buying something else. And I wanted to make sure that people will be able to say which one is alcoholic, which one is not alcoholic. And that's why we came up with this brand. So looks the same, but at the same time, it's not.
You took it around. I know how Daryl has been. Daryl's really good at you know, being accepting of new products, and certainly local is local, local, local. There's one thing I've learned about you and Legacy in the time we've done this show, Daryl. It's local, 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 okay? You're all about the local. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a business. It's not show friends. It's show business. And you want stuff on your shelves that you know the consumer is gonna like.
Oh, 100%. I mean, local gets you in the door. Both our owners are British Columbian, and they always said, give BC the benefit of the doubt, all things being equal. But in the world of RTD, all things aren't equal. It's very competitive. There are now 1,000 active RTD SKUs in British Columbia. It's insane. Nothing has ever been like this. And then along comes this product. I don't have to worry about all things being equal. This is a superior packaged gin and tonic. This is a superior aperitivo spritz. This is a fantastic product. I think this is British Columbia's next big hit.
So, Christos, you've only recently launched this. What has been your approach? How do you get it to grow? And what has been the response from the people that you've put this in front of?
We are launching as of June 7th. And so far, the product has been tested in living rooms among friends and people like Daryl. Before I even move forward with the packaging and the formulations, I had a conversation with Daryl. Like, I went to Legacy and I'm like, this is what I want to put together. What do you think? He was like, I love it. When you're ready, come to me and we'll have a conversation. And literally today I went there and I'm like, Daryl, here you go. He was like, okay, come with me later for the radio show. So far, the feedback from some big grocery chains, it's been very, very, very positive, and people will be able to purchase the non-alcoholic on Legacy, some other local stores that will be announced on our website, as well as the alcoholic in liquor stores near your place and Legacy as well.
Well, I think you've done an outstanding job. I'm congratulations, because again, the non-alcoholic versions work so extremely well. And now we're going to try the alcoholic counterpart. I have, hang on. Okay, so, right, absolutely.
Take it from the can, Joe. Take it from the can.
I'm trying to be classy here.
I'm a sucker for Italian spritzes. You know, I lived in Italy for a while, and I was the first store ever to bring Aperol to Canada. It was a complete flop. We weren't ready for it. And now it's the most popular cocktail. But one of the things we always hear is like, yeah, but I want to take it to the beach. I want to take it to my cottage. I want to have it at the parks that we're allowed to drink. Thanks, Vancouver Parks Board, for a whopping 3 parks we're allowed to drink in. I think this is the best packaged aperitivo spritz I've had in our market, and it's not even close. Like, number 2 is a distant number 2. This is a fantastic aperitivo spritz. I feel like, you know, I need some pizza, Joe. Let's get a spicy Vesuvio, and we'll feel like we're in the Veneto having a little spritz and pizza. Let's do this.
Christos Kalaitzis, the CEO and founder of Opus, the Aperitivo Spritz and the Gin and Tonic. Both versions come in a non-alcoholic creation as well. And I think you got a winner here, bud. I really do.
It's all about dough.
No. It's all, you made it, man. I'm selling it to people.
Honestly, so far, I know that you tried every single RTD in the market. And I really appreciate your feedback. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to all the other flavors that are going to come moving forward.
Well, I can only imagine. We'll take this 1 or 2 flavors at a time. But Christos, we'll have you back on the show down the road, and hopefully we can experience some new things. Thanks for joining us. Cheers.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. And I'll make sure that I bring more products to you. Thank you for your support, and enjoy your summer.
You're listening to Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary, and Legacy Liquor Store brand ambassador, Daryl M.
It is Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, the RTD show on Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM, HD3. Joe Leary along with Daryl Lamb, broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on Broadway. However, we've taken a little step away, Daryl, to our private oasis, our private garden, which we will never reveal the whereabouts. But there's a nice little shimmering pond, and we're rocking some 101 cider. Life does not get much better.
It doesn't. I mean, it's sunny, it's gorgeous, and then here's this... first the market all natural pure cider. It just doesn't get better than this.
And we're joined by Mark McTavish of McTavish Brands. And Mark, we're going to start you off with a little good news. As you know, it's kind of like the Billboard Hot 100. Daryl keeps at the top of the pops charts in the store, and he tells me that 101 cider is number 1.
It debuted number 1 and number 2. It's been unbelievable. I mean, it's outselling everything in the cider category right now. Vancouver is excited to finally have 101 cider.
So what a way to welcome you to the show, Mark. How does that sound?
It's fantastic. I'm just thrilled to know that all the money I spent on all those people I told to go in and buy the product, that they actually went and did it.
And this is a product that Daryl tells me has been, like, people have been salivating, waiting for this to hit our borders.
Well, you know, I'm a little biased when I say this, but it truly is the most delicious stuff on the market. It's very unique, very different from what the palate typically already knows and understands as the average consumer would go, not just in Vancouver, but anywhere else. We really are doing something remarkable and something that the world has never seen before. So, you know, again, I'm completely biased, but I love getting the feedback from consumers. You know, it's just incredible to see their eyes pop out, and their kind of, you know, feedback on the product is so amazing. So it's great.
I think it's lightning in a bottle, Mark. I think one of the interesting right now in our market in Vancouver, especially, there's two kind of explosive categories. You've got sour beers and natural wine. Those are kind of the two things driving those categories. And then in comes 101 cider. That, I argue, is a natural cider, the same concept, you know, no sulfur, low impact, gluten-free. I love the fact that the Scrumpy, which is my favorite, the ingredient list reads apples, and that's it. There's no sulfur, there's no stevia, there's no aspartame. It's apples. Like, how are you guys doing this?
Yeah. Well, honestly, we don't make it. This is the beauty of what we do. If you meet any great cider maker and ask them how they make their cider, they would say that they don't make it at all. That nature makes it. So, you know, natural cider is exactly what the term says. It's a natural, spontaneous fermentation. So Mother Nature essentially takes raw juice, ferments it over a few months spontaneously, and you're left with something that's zero sugar, probiotic, and alcoholic. And that's what you see as representative of our brand. With 101, every cider that we produce, every blend that we make, it's always going to be probiotics, 6 billion probiotics in every can, super healthy for you, great for your gut, no sugar, 6.9% alcohol. And we didn't make it to be that. It's just what happens in nature. So, you know, the greatest thing about what we do is that we do nothing at all.
And I think that's kind of funny that, you know, this is such a West Coast brand. I mean, 101's the iconic highway in California. But you yourself are actually a Canadian. You're like I am. You came from Central Ontario and managed to find yourself to the West Coast. What was it about the West Coast that drew Mark McTavish out here and then getting into this natural cider movement?
It was just the reading on the thermometer in the month of January, really. I mean, I'm still Canadian, and I still live there in my mind. But in physical form, I just refuse to ever be cold again. So, you know, I had to leave behind the people I love most and the place that I love most just to enjoy 12 months of the year and be in great weather. But my heart is always in Canada, and I certainly will move back there and spend some time there throughout the rest of my life. But I chased a girl down here in 2013, got married, moved down here, and just the rest is sort of all she wrote. We've got kids now, and I've got a wife here in Los Angeles, and I'm surrounded by a million other Canadians in the fourth largest city of Canadians in the world, except it's not in Canada, of course, but that's L.A., so feeling right at home.
And it's just the latest about a girl story. We hear so many of those, Mark, but you could have done a lot worse location-wise, couldn't you?
Yeah, for sure, and I came here as a kid as well, my family on trips, and always knew that California was a great place to be, but, you know, Vancouver, similar to California, it's the California of Canada, of course. Love the ocean, love the mountains, love the opportunity for the outdoors and just being active, and, you know, fitness was a career of mine for 10 years before I got into the alcoholic beverage business, so being able to connect the dots and bring fitness and health and wellness into the conversation of an alcoholic beverage was really my goal. And the way that I wanted to do that was to create the world's healthiest alcoholic beverage. And although I can't put that on the label, of course, I can certainly say it on this radio show. Hands down, that's what we do. We are the healthiest alcoholic beverage on the planet. It's the simplest thing to make. It's basically by accident, on purpose. You could do this in your own home, Joe, in your own kitchen. Make a fresh pressed juice, let it sit there for 3 months, and you've got exactly what we put in the can.
Our guest is Mark McTavish of McTavish Brands, McTavishBrands.com. We're talking 101 cider, four different flavors. Now, Mark, I must ask you, because you're controlling operations from down south and you're dealing with a country where every province has its own quirks and quirks when it comes to rules and regulations, does it ever get frustrating having to deal with so many different rules?
Used to, not any longer. I think when you lower your bar so low that there's no way that you could ever trip over it, you just end up stepping on it. So, you know, for me, I've lowered the expectations down so low that it's not a stress, it's not a frustration. My minimum expectation now is that things are going to be difficult to bring product into Canada, to show them something like what we make here. You know, as much as we don't make it, we do formulate, we do blend, we do put these things in a package and send them up there. And, you know, when you get responses back from Health Canada and they say, wait a minute, you can't put really healthy ingredients in an alcoholic beverage, it's just supposed to be unhealthy, right? And then you say, well, that's actually not something I believe and I don't see as truthful, so let's talk about that. You know, and the difficulty on the way in is that you're going to be challenged. For me, I find that easy because I'm ready to sit down and sit at the table with these government folks and you know, the people that work in their labs and speak to them about these ingredients and how we process the juice and let it ferment naturally and spontaneously like we do. And, you know, when we measure things like volatile acidity and probiotics and we talk about these things that are in the beverages, it scares them off at first, but once they better understand that this is actually how nature intended it to be, and then I'm able to coach them through the food science background and they can understand, kind of speaking in their terms, what we're doing here, they open up to it and they genuinely want to learn further. So we've made great progress.
Now, speaking of your ingredients, the quality of the product is absolutely indisputable, but I love the different flavor profiles that you have. Right now, of course, the cactus rose is the big seller, followed quickly by the grapefruit and hop, gunpowder tea and guava and the scrumpy. They're all doing really well. How do you formulate your new kind of core brands? Do you have a team? Is it just you, Mark, or is there just like a happy accident? You just fill up blenders and see what happens?
It's funny. I started this by myself. I've done the formulations on everything we've made since that point, really, but have incorporated a lot of great feedback and a team structure We've got an incredible production team that works with me on this stuff now, and they're great at what they do. But really where the blends come from is just, you know, my crazy mind. I started as a cocktail bartender when I was 19. You know, I was working in the bar industry and learning how to make incredible cocktails. And, you know, I was one of the first people to bring really unique things to Canada and even in the bar world. I brought absinthe to Ontario, and I brought craft beer to the market where I was going to university at Guelph, Ontario. Built a craft beer bar there back in the day that still remains there today, and that was 2003. We were probably the first craft beer bar in the country, or one of the first anyways. So, you know, I've always wanted to be living on the fringe and have crazy ideas and really to be disruptive with intention. I want to make sure that I'm disruptive and doing something incredible that's never been seen before, but I also want the intention to be natural and simplistic and just to make sense. So when it comes to formulating and using different ingredients, it has to feed the flavor and the texture and the overall experience of the beverage, but I'm also looking to do things that make sense for the body. It makes you feel good because. So, you know, the formulation really is not all that different from bartending, but I'm thinking about health and wellness first, and then formulating behind that for flavor.
Our guest is Mark McTavish of McTavish Brands. You can check them out at mctavishbrands.com. This is the RTD Show, Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on Broadway. Joe Leary and Daryl Lamb on Sportsnet 650 AM. Got to ask the obvious elephant in the room question, Mark. How did COVID affect situations?
I would say overall that it was very difficult for us, just like everybody else. When you're an emerging brand and you're looking for opportunities to get in front of people, you typically lean on in-store tastings and beer festivals and music concerts and all these ways to get out there and share. And we haven't been able to do that, given the pandemic and the associated lockdowns. So that's been difficult. But we do sell direct-to-consumer online. That's been helpful. And we just found our ways to pivot and forge ahead and find the path to success. And that's what we've done. And we've managed to grow tremendously through the pandemic. I would argue that I would have grown much faster had there not been a pandemic. But I have nothing to be complaining about. I'm very blessed and thankful for where we're at. And we're growing tremendously. So it's been great.
Well, Daryl and I were talking earlier, but it's funny because drinkables, adult beverage drinkables, became essentials, much like toilet paper and Lysol sprays and things like that. So in certain respects, maybe gave people an opportunity to sort of go beyond their comfort zone and try something new.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, too, about going to a bar or restaurant is you're typically going out to explore. You want to taste new things. You want to see new things that you've never tried before. And you want someone there to coach you through it, whether that be a bartender or server in a restaurant. And you're typically one to accept a recommendation or suggestion when you go to an establishment, where when you do it at home, you're going to have to research ahead of time, and something gauges your interest, you learn about it, and then you order it, it's delivered to your door, you go to the store and grab it, and then you look forward to really sessioning on that and sitting down with it for a few hours and, you know, enjoying it on your own or maybe with your partner at home. So it's a very different environment that we're drinking within now. There's a lot of, you know, lonely drinking that's happening now, where that might have been a problem before. People would have wondered, why is Joe at home right now by himself drinking, you know? and now that's just what you do, right? So I think people are being more exploratory. They're better educated as well. The access to information is more enhanced, so people are really getting to know what they're putting in their body. And then they're shocked to learn things. Like with wine as an example, you've never known what's in your wine. There's no nutrition facts. There's no ingredients. No one really knows what's in their wine. Is there grapes or is there not? Who knows?
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right, Mark. The number one brand of wine sold in British Columbia actually has more high fructose corn syrup in it than the same volume of Coca-Cola. It was developed by the food science team at Frito-Lay. There's no control in what's in wine. I love the fact that you have the ingredients on the can. The scrumpy ingredients kill me. Apples. Just apples. That's all there is.
Yeah. We are the only single ingredient alcoholic beverage in your entire store, Daryl, and without even knowing that for fact, I can just speak to it as fact because I can back it up.
Yep, you're not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong. Everybody else, you got to do other things.
Now, Mark, you said that these flavor profiles came from your crazy mind. Is the mind still churning? Is there more to come?
Oh yeah, there's always new stuff coming all the time. You know, I get bored pretty quickly, and I'm always looking to do better. So I endeavor for different and improving all the time. You know, I think every blend we've made is always the best blend we've ever made. That's kind of the running joke right now when I walk down to the cider house and I ask the team on the canny line, hey, how's it taste? They say, hey, best blend we've ever made.
Now, Mark, we are already getting people asking for your special Halloween black cider. Are we going to be lucky enough to get a little bit here in Canada?
Yeah, that'll be heading up your way. So it's called Black Dog. It's a charcoal cider, and we steep in fresh picked lavender with fresh pressed puree of blood orange as well. And it's really a creamy, soft sort of texture, really rich mouthfeel, but it's black with a nice white head on it when you pour it in the glass. It's really trippy to look at and very unique.
It is called 101 Cider, McTavish Brands. We've been crunching on a couple of them. There's Sunlit, there's Cactus Rose, there's Gunpowder Guava, and there's the good old Scrumpy. Mark, you got a winner here, bud. And as Daryl said right off the top, number one on the charts, you can't go any higher than that.
Sure enough. Thankful to be there and really appreciate all the support from Daryl and the folks at Legacy. I mean, they really are the top shop in the province, and it's such a blessing to be in there and launch with them in that sort of form of partnership. That is the place to go to find our stuff, and we're really thankful to be there.
And hopefully in the post-pandemic world, which hopefully is only a few months down the road, we will see you in our sunny streets of Vancouver, and we can continue this conversation in person. Hey, Mark?
Absolutely. I'll be there as soon as the government says I can be there. I'm in.
Done. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan of RD Fitness. Your health is vital to lead a sustained quality of life, but it can be difficult to keep that in mind. And in this COVID era, it can be a real challenge to maintain a sense of focus. At RD Fitness, I'll put your life back into perspective and get you looking and feeling great and stronger in no time. For lifestyle adjustment of workouts and nutrition programs, hit me up. Ryan Douglas, RD Fitness, the Georgia Athletic Club in the Sandman Hotel downtown. At Real Deal Fitness on Instagram, at RDFit on Twitter, or lifestyletransformations.ca.
This is the RTD Show. Cider, sodas, and cocktails on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Time now for the real deal. Enjoy those ready-to-drink beverages while maintaining a healthy lifestyle. It can be done. Just ask Ryan from RD Fitness of lifestyletransformations.ca.
Time for another episode of The Real Deal with Ryan Douglas of RD Fitness in the Georgia Athletic Club. Ryan, when someone walks into a gym, maybe for the first time in a long time, or maybe for the first time ever, and you see weights and you see people of different proportions, it can be pretty intimidating.
Yeah, I find that's one of the reasons that stops people from even coming in the gym in the first place is the fear of putting themselves in an uncomfortable position. But the thing is you need to get uncomfortable to grow. And what happens is people become scared of weights. They think that they're going to get hurt, which times if you don't know how to train, you are going to get hurt. But it's that doubt they put in their own mind that really you find holds them back from actually making the progress that they need to in the gym in the first place.
Well, I know from my own experience, you and I have been training for a while now, and I seem to have this mental obstacle in my head about numbers. I think, oh, I can't do that number. And yet today, earlier today, we were working out, and I actually hit a number that I didn't think was in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's super common. I see it. People are their own worst enemy. They get in their head. They think they can't achieve something. But I've been in this industry for 10 years, right? And it's amazing how much weight a person can actually put and how much they actually limit themselves to actually getting there. And unless you actually feel it and actually, even if you fail, you know, if you have a good spotter, someone there to support you, you're going to be okay. But it's that fear of touching the unknown, you know what I mean? So if you step in the gym and you start off at like 20 pounds and you feel comfortable, 50, 60 pounds could be pretty scary. You know, but unless we touch those weights and feel what it's like to actually feel the pressure of that weight underneath you, you're never going to know, and it's always going to be a limit in your mind.
Well, I'll tell you what I like about what you've been doing with me is that I seem to think if I get to a certain weight that I'm comfortable at, I'm going to stay at that weight for the next several times. You'll say, no, we did that last time. Now we got to go up. And I think it's important because if you're not growing, and again, not everybody's here to get jacked, okay? Most people at workout are just wanting to get in some degree of shape. But if you're not growing, it's kind of boring for me, and it's certainly boring for the trainer.
100%. And you know what? If you're not confident to get to that next level, I won't take you there. Because I need you confident before you step into the weight if I'm going to give you that new weight that you've never touched before. But for example, I'll say, okay, you know, we've done the 40 pounds. We're going to go up to 50. And you're like, I don't know. I'll be like, okay, we're not touching them then. You know what? Until you can confidently say I'm ready to hit that weight, we're not going to do it. But I do think that you need to push yourself, because if you get to keep doing the same weight week after week after week, there really is no progression. So you have to get outside your head and allow yourself to progress, or else you're actually eventually regressing, right?
Well, I know that you won't settle for the for second best, but I know if a person comes to you committed to the cause and wants to do the work to see the results, you will give them the results.
I'll give them the results. And like you said, it's not about getting jacked, but it is about breaking through that plateau. It's about becoming more confident and secure in your abilities as to what you can do. We'll go at your pace. Okay, I'm not going to push you unless you're ready to get pushed. And what happens is, after week, you know, 4, maybe 5, 6 is when you really see that true confidence in someone come out and they're like, okay, I'm ready. Let's go. And you see it, you know, and sometimes it takes the trainer to push them, give them that accountability, call them out when they need to be called out, but also understand when it's time to tone back a little bit and say, okay, you're not ready for that. Okay, we'll get there when it is. And you can kind of identify it by their form and their technique and the way they're doing the exercise, whether they're ready to do it. So sometimes it's about just playing tricks on the person to actually get them to that next level, mind tricks to get them to really get that trust in themselves.
Well, I'll tell you what's always a good sign for your clients, Ryan, is that where I'm at, I look forward to checking in with you weekly, because I really feel that there's gains here, and I just want to know where it's going to take me down the road. Real deal, Ryan Douglas, how can people find you?
I would love for you to check me out, Coached by RD on Instagram. You can also see me on Facebook at RD Fitness Vancouver. But if you want the real meat and potatoes, come check out my personal page, because I got a lot going. I actually share my whole story of life on there right now. And I kind of leave it on the table for everybody to see my story and the progression even I make as a man growing in this industry and kind of my path as well. So Coached by RD on Instagram.
Ryan Douglas, the real deal. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Joe.
The real deal can be heard on the RTD show on Sportsnet 650 and 96.9 FM HD3. Follow lifestyle coach Ryan on Twitter at RDFit, on Instagram at RealDealFitness, and on his website, lifestyletransformations.ca.
Broadcasting from AJ's Brooklyn Pizza Joint on Broadway across from the Kingsgate Mall, Joe Leary and Daryl Lamb of the brand ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store. Nice to be back indoors again at AJ's. Some great pizza. If you've not treated yourself to it, you're really missing out on something. And Daryl, this is a partnership that we've had now for a while. This is a company called Wyze, W-I-Z-E, for our American listeners at W-I-Z-E. But they were one of the ones early out of the gate with some fairly unique flavors for vodka soda.
Yeah, and you know, like, I always appreciate a hustler. And when it comes to the Wyze team, I think hustle is absolutely their middle name, because they worked hard. They were going up against some pretty big juggernauts. They came into a market that was full of white cans and big bossy brands, and here came these guys with kind of herbaceous, oddball flavors of vodka sodas. When everybody else was just like, what's the next citrus I'm going to put into my can? Here came lavender, here came passion fruit, here came all these things. And then suddenly, let's go 180 degrees, and here comes root beer. And I'm like, a root beer vodka soda? And the rest is history. It is unbelievable. Wyze is always in the top 25 at Legacy. I just lined up June's top 25. Wyze is still in there. And you can't say that for the other small batches that came out, the kind of 2018, 2019 vodka soda brands of the small British Columbian-based entrepreneurs. There's really one left, and it's Wyze, and they won the battle.
That might be the longest lead-up to an introduction, but her name is Alex Kozak. She is the marketing director for Wyze. Nice to see you, Alex, and it's always nice to see people bringing products to us, because this is something that we really took to early on. How long have you been involved, and how have you seen these products, the Wyze brand, take off?
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Basically, I've been involved with Wyze since its inception, which was about 2 years ago. It did start off as a bit of like a pet project. We were all doing it on the side. I was working full-time at an advertising agency. And I mean, just like, you know, Daryl mentioned, it just really took off the moment we started introducing really different flavors. It started with the root beer initially, and it's just kept going. So
you have some unique flavors, as we refer to. Root beer is one. Vanilla Coke, or cola, I should say, is another one. You've got a creamsicle flavor. You have the nostalgia series. But I think what's also really inspiring to see is that, you know, you're a smaller company, and, you know, you really started to take off in a crazy time in the world. And it's really hard to get the product into consumers' hands when you can't do in-store tastings. You can't do promotions in bars and restaurants. But fortunately, I think the consumer base, at least, you know, we all like to support local as much as we can. So you must have had overwhelming support from the greater Lower Mainland community.
I think most consumers are looking for something a little bit different, and they are looking for something a bit more adventurous. Right now, I mean, we see, you know, RTDs have taken over, and there's a lot of sameness in the market, whereas we're able to offer something that is completely different. It's a quality product. It's tasty. It's refreshing. It's sessionable. Like, you want to drink it. You know, want to have more than one. Maybe more than two or three. So, you know, it's just one of those things where I think we came to market at the right time, and we filled a niche that wasn't filled before.
So this this mix pack you have, the Nostalgia Series, contains four flavors. We talked about the root beer. We talked about the vanilla cola. We talked about the creamsicle, and also orange-sicle. Well, it's orange sickle, sorry. And you also have a cream soda. So the response has been great, and it always inspires me to think that if you've done so well with what you've got so far, you can't stop now. You must have some more unique flavors in development. You don't have to tell us, but at least acknowledge that, yeah, we're working on stuff.
We are working on some things. They are, you know, in the pipe. I can say that we are looking at, well, we are bringing 473 cans to the market as well. We're really excited about that. And there is a new secret flavor that'll be popping up later this summer. And it'll be perfectly aligned with the flavors that our customers currently are enjoying.
All right. So Eugene's an Ontario kid. I'm an Ontario kid. You're an Ontario kid. And the one I want bad, besides Dr. Wise, we've been talking about 3 years for Dr. Wise, 23 flavors. Again, it's really hard to make. But if we're going to talk about, you know, orange-sicles, that wasn't my favorite. When I was a kid, it was called a fudgicle, and it came from Chapman's, and I want a fudgicle-flavored vodka soda. Can you make it happen, Alex? Can you get the fudgicle going?
Well, we'll put that on the R&D team to figure that out for you.
At least it means you get to eat some fudgicles this summer.
I mean, it's not a no. You never know.
maybe a flavor for you you Leaf fans to cry your tears into. Maybe.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yes, us our making the playoffs tears.
God, she's even got the blue fingernails going. Yeah. Okay, you know what? Let's leave that one alone. You went through enough pain last night, so I'm not gonna belabor the point. Okay, so Alex, where can people, obviously Legacy is you know, Grand Central for all new products, from especially locally made products. Where else can people enjoy Wise?
Currently, we're in over 350 private liquor stores throughout BC. We're also available and, you know, starting to really spread out throughout Alberta and looking to expand into Saskatchewan and Manitoba. If someone is interested in our product and they want to find it, the best way to do it is to go on our website. There's a store finder there. It's super comprehensive, and it'll give you basically the closest location to you.
Point out that Wise is spelled W-I-Z-E, Wise Spirits Company. And, of course, it's always available at Legacy. And you know what, Daryl? I know there are plans afoot once the normal resumes. There are plans afoot not only for beer festivals. I think there's going to be some RTD festivals and things like that.
There might be a secret RTD festival coming out in a year or so, Joe. But that's – we'll confirm nor deny this story. But, yeah, I think it might happen.
Well, pleasure to see you again, Alex, and Leafs next year, yeah?
Oh, for sure, obviously.
It's every year, every year.
And on that happy note, we say thank you to Alex Kozak, the marketing director of Wise and the Nostalgia Series. It appears that that is a wrap for the RTD show for the month of June. Cider, Sodas, and Cocktails, Sportsnet 650 AM, 96.9 FM, HD3. You can also check us out for all streaming devices for the RTD show. You can also go to justhereforthebeer.com, our parent company, which has all of our shows cataloged as well. Joe Leary along with Daryl Lamb, the brand ambassador of Legacy Liquor Store in Olympic Village. Daryl, some great stuff on the show today. Of course, the Spectrum Margarita Machine. We had Wise, the nostalgic series, Wise Vodka Soda. We had the CEO and founder of a brand new product called Opus, which alcoholic and non-alcoholic versions of a couple of very popular drinks. It's going to be huge.
It's nuts. I mean, what an exhausting show. Like, we had so many cool new things. Top it off with Mark calling in from California with 101 Cider. And, man, RTD is more exciting than anything in the market.
Maybe we might have to expand to a second show down the road. You never know, because there's just so much to contain. And as always, if any of the products that you heard about on this program, or hell, go further, any of the products you didn't hear about on this show, I have a feeling if you walk into Legacy Liquor Store, if you can't get one of the attentive servers or people behind the counter, you can ask for Daryl Lamb, because Daryl will talk your ear off on anything on those shelves.
Let's do it. Let's have a fun chat. Let's do it. I love it. This is my passion. This is my business. So much fun.
Cheers, my friend. We'll see you in July. Cheers.
See you in July.
Cider, sodas, and cocktails. The RTD Show. And you've got it on Sportsnet 650.